edition of The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, rolling on. And, well, I had a plan for the start of this program, but, you know, breaking news, big news usually changes that for us. So joining me on our First Advantage Hotline again for the second time. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. I haven't even announced him yet. They just know. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining us, our Broncos insider. Zach, my friend, they love you now. They just absolutely love you.
Wow. Must have been pretty good on Monday, because they got no love on Monday. And, man, that was bigger than I could ever imagine.
Yeah, they were a little sleepy from the weekend, you know. I mean, kind of hung over on Monday, weren't feeling up to it. But Wednesday, they start coming around. They're getting excited for the weekend again. So they just love having you on.
Man, I can only imagine what a Friday appearance would be like.
I don't know. We'll get, hey, maybe with more breaking news coming up, if we get some more stuff on Friday, we'll just get you back on and start the show again. Zach, my friend, this was not the news Broncos country wanted to see in a season that's just absolutely decimated by injuries. The last thing you want is a DUI. Melvin Gordon cited for DUI. Oh, this could not have come. It never comes at a good time, but this could not have come at a worse time for the Broncos.
You're right. There's never a good time for this, and especially right now. And not only are the Broncos 1-3, but this was their bye week. This is when coaches are really nervous about something happening. And, of course, you know, I put bye week in quotations, but Vic Fangio gave the team 3 days off from Sunday to yesterday. He gave them off. They're back for practice today, and this is just what you absolutely can't afford. And on top of that, Philip Lindsay is coming back from an injury, so it looks like he'll play, which is good. But I could imagine that the Broncos wanted to ease him back in. So having Melvin Gordon there to be his 1-2 punch would be really good. And then also Drew Lock, if he plays, you certainly want your running backs to take a little bit of workload off your quarterback, who's going to have a little bit of sore of a shoulder. Or let's say Drew Lock doesn't play this weekend. Well, you're starting Brett Rippon for only his second time in the NFL. So you would definitely want a good running, a good 1-2 punch with your running backs. And I'm not saying that Melvin Gordon isn't going to play this weekend, but he wasn't at practice today, so that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, but you know, we'll see. But this is so terrible in so many situations. First off, we really haven't got a chance to see this Philip Lindsay Melvin Gordon thing take hold, because Lindsay was hurt so early on in the season. So I thought that was going to be a key to if you hope to win this game, you needed to be able to run the ball effectively. You need to be able to get that 1-2 punch, but more than likely not going to see that. Zach, one of the things you and I haven't talked about, we didn't have you on the show in the offseason, but how is Philip Lindsay? I mean, you get this news today, but before all this, you sign Melvin Gordon. Is Lindsay going to be a long-term Bronco? Does he want to be a long-term Bronco?
You know, he wants to be respected. And, you know, of course, in the NFL, respect comes in money. And this offseason, the Broncos were allowed to give him a new contract. Being an undrafted free agent, you can do that after your second year. Philip Lindsay has 2 years. So the Broncos could have paid him money. Now, I don't think Philip ever expected $8 million this season, because the Broncos also have team control of him on the cheap for many more years to come. But, you know, they could have given him something, and instead the Broncos turned around and they gave $8 million per year to Melvin Gordon. And so there was a level of disrespect, and Philip actually admitted that over the offseason, saying that at first he was frustrated and didn't understand why the team would do that. And now, of course, Philip does everything right on and off the field. And then this news coming down, I bet it only makes him a little more perturbed.
Yeah, I mean, you see this, and again, this move was so strange for so many different reasons, and again, it just today adds to that, because you have Lindsay, you know, he's this undrafted guy. He's, to me, consistently for two seasons, he's your best weapon. Now, Sutton had an amazing year last year, but for 2 years, he was your consistent weapon, and I feel like the Broncos have done the complete opposite as far as respecting this guy and showing him that they really care about this guy. I mean, obviously he's in their own backyard. They don't draft him. They sign him as an undrafted guy. So for so many reasons, Zach, this move just continues to haunt the Broncos, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, everyone that was skeptical about the Broncos signing Melvin Gordon, and then on top of that, not giving Philip Lindsay a raise. I mean, all of those people are coming out today, and understandably so. You know, last year the Broncos signed Kareem Jackson to a big deal, and then he gets suspended the final two games of the season due to a DUI as well. It looks like Melvin Gordon could be facing something similar, except under the new CBA, a suspension for a first-time DUI is 3 games. So if he does get more than just charged with this and the NFL comes down, as a CBA would say, well, he'll be suspended at some point for 3 games. And that, I don't imagine that's going to happen before Sunday's game. So we're going to have to see how the Broncos handle this. And if they decide that they're going to suspend him or have him not play this coming Sunday.
And so how would that work, Zach, if the Broncos make that decision and say, all right, we're not going to let you play on Sunday, but the NFL hasn't made its ruling yet. Would that game count toward the NFL's ruling, or would they tack more games on?
You know, that's a great question. My guess is the Broncos would try to work that out with the NFL, and I think the NFL has ruled both ways in the past on that. So that would really depend, but that's a great question.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. Well, any good news? I saw one of your tweets. I retweeted it a few moments ago, but A.J. Boye, Noah Fant, I mean, are we going to get some good news on top of this horrible Wednesday?
Yeah, and that is the good news. Hump Day presents some good, some bad. But there were two good things, and those are the two names that you mentioned. We know Drew Locke was going to practice, so him practicing is very good, but not necessarily a shock. But those two names that you mentioned, Noah Fant practicing, when I saw him practice last week, he was going about 15%. I mean, it was brutal watching him out on the field try to run. He was going so slow. So honestly, I thought he was going to be out for another week or two. Having him back on the practice field today is huge. That is a huge sign. Now I'm giving him a big odds of being able to play this weekend. And then A.J. Boye, I was expecting him to be out another couple of weeks. Now his window to return from the injured reserve has started, so that means he can start practicing. The Broncos don't have to take him off the IR right now. They can wait a couple of weeks, but it's very encouraging because I thought he was still a couple of weeks away. Now, what we've seen in the past with Vic Fangio, though, is after a player has a substantial injury where they miss a couple of weeks, they typically take 2 weeks of practicing before they actually play. So with Noah Fant, the fact that he only missed 1 week, I wouldn't be surprised to see him play this week. But with A.J. Boye, I wouldn't be surprised if he practices this week, does not play this coming week, but then is back for the Chiefs game.
I'm really excited to see him back in now that, a guy we talked about, I think last week, Zach, was Michael Ojemudia, seeing him grow as a rookie. I'm excited to see him still continue that process, but you get already a proven corner back out there along with Callahan. Suddenly, a position that I kind of thought was a weak position might be strong coming in once you can get him back.
Yeah, seriously. And then you actually have depth at the position because I love what I've seen from Devontae Bosby. The Broncos really sent a message to him by cutting him, re-signing him to the practice squad. And last week I asked defensive coordinator Ed Donatell about that, and he said he has just responded outstanding. They've been really, really impressed with him. So, going from a position where you were really doubting the depth just a couple of weeks ago now to where you really love your starters. You're very confident in the group moving forward, especially the young guy, Ojemudia, like you mentioned. And then you actually have depth with Bosby there.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, kind of circling back to the whole running back thing. Obviously, this will be interesting to see how Philip Lindsay handles this, both physically on the field, but mentally going forward. I think we're all curious to see how he really feels about this organization. But isn't this another big moment for Royce Freeman? I mean, we've seen him kind of pushed to the side. I mean, he was one that was really forgotten about when you signed Melvin Gordon. And then we really haven't seen him use that much, even when Lindsay's out. Is this present a unique opportunity for him, especially when you want to try to run the ball because the Patriots like to run those nickel and dimes, so they'll be ready for the pass?
It certainly does. And the Broncos, it seemed like Royce going into training camp could be on the bubble. And then he established himself as a really good third option during training camp. I was really impressed with him during camp. And since Philip Lindsay's been out these last couple of weeks, he's been the guy that stepped up to get a lot of playing time. He's played between 20 and 40% of the offensive snaps, filling in for Melvin Gordon during that time. But he really hasn't done much on the ground. He's gotten like one carry, three carries, and four carries in a game. So for him to to show himself. He needs to step up and really average more than 2 yards per carry, I think, than he has the last couple of games. So he's going to need to take some pressure off of Phil, because Philip Lindsay said his turf toe is feeling 100% right now. But I still imagine a guy after missing a month of football that they're going to want to slowly ease him back. So instead of seeing Phil at maybe 80% of the offensive snaps, maybe you see him at 70. But you're going to need productive snaps from Royce Freeman being that guy who's going to get about 30, maybe even 40% of the offensive snaps, because you don't have other depth at running back besides that Levante Bellamy, who was also really impressive. Well, he's on the injured reserve now. So you have Jeremy Cox on the practice squad, and that's it. So if you don't have Melvin Gordon, you are really relying on Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, Zach, I've looked at this before. I don't have the information in front of me, but what does Phillip's contract look like? And kind of a two-part question, do you see Lindsay being a long-term Bronco?
Well, that is the million-dollar question right now. And if he is a long-term Bronco, I don't believe it's going to be on the deal that he has right now, because he finishes out his rookie contract this year, being the third year. Then the Broncos could tender him for, I believe, 2 more years being an undrafted guy. So the Broncos could have him on the cheap for the next 2 years, and then for a second-round tender in 2 years for, you know, $3 or $4 million. I don't see that sticking. So I do think that Philip Lindsay stays here long term if the Broncos are willing to give him a fair offer. And what would that be? $5 to $6 million a year. But they want to do that sooner rather than later. And right now, I'm not sure John Elway is going to invest over $10 million in that running back position, because Melvin Gordon's still on the books for $8 million next year.
Yeah, and the running back position, Zach, it's so interesting. I mean, you see last night Derrick Henry just literally throwing guys around, but you also see the Panthers, you see Christian McCaffrey go down, and they're still winning football games, and they're still winning football games on the ground. So I'm going back and forth. Do you pay a big-time running back big money, you know, 8-plus, 9-plus? Are they worth it? And then you look at some of these guys like Derrick Henry, and you say, yeah, absolutely you do. So I think the Broncos will be presented with a very, very interesting scenario at the end of the season.
Yeah, and John Elway's going to have to decide, okay, do I pay Philip Lindsay more money right now than he would make on his contract now in order to have him a few years down the line? Or do I just take advantage of this deal that I got from him because I brought him in as an undrafted free agent and then let him go after? And so if I had to give you an answer right now, just from what we've seen from John Elway, man, it's hard to think that he's going to pay up right now.
Which would be another slap in the face, I suppose, to Philip Lindsay. So hopefully at some point he is given the proper respect, because I think he deserves it. I mean, he's a fun guy to watch. He's a fan favorite. But more importantly, he produces on the field.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, the first undrafted rookie to ever do that in his first 2 seasons in the league, and he's going to be huge for the Broncos moving forward, especially in these next couple of games where you need to have a good ground game to take some pressure off whoever your quarterback is.
Yeah, no question about it. Zach, I know you got to run, man. What are you working on for us that we can check out later on today and throughout the week leading up to Broncos-Patriots?
Well, I'm talking to Vic Fangio in about 20 minutes, and I'm very curious to see what he says about how he's handling Melvin Gordon this week moving forward. He did not practice today, so seeing if he's going to be back at practice tomorrow and how Vic Fangio's handling that. Will Melvin Gordon be available for the Broncos on Sunday?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting, man. I'll be looking out for it for sure. Excited about that interview, of course, the chat. Zach, appreciate you on short notice jumping on with us, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
I appreciate it, Brady. Thanks.
All right, man. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Great, great reporter. Excellent guy. Follow him on Twitter. At Zach, it's Zac Stevens, DNVR. That's his Twitter handle. Follow it. Check out the latest Broncos information. I want to talk about this because this Melvin Gordon DUI thing has only brought the Philip Lindsay Gordon discussion back to the surface. And I mean, could there be a more disrespected guy from his own team in the NFL? Now, the Broncos didn't have to pay him, right? They didn't have to pay Lindsay. They had him for this year anyway. But this is the same team that tacked on $3 million to Chris Harris Jr. last year when they knew he wasn't going to be a long-term Bronco. They tacked on $3 million For what reason? No, I mean, you might as well just re-sign him at that point to a five-year deal rather than just say, we're going to give you $3 million just because you're you. They didn't have to do that. He was contracted. He had to play. Otherwise, he wouldn't get anything. So the Broncos held all the cards, so to speak, but instead they tacked $3 million onto his contract just to play out the year in a losing year. And I have to think the Broncos knew they were going to lose, or maybe they believed Joe Flacco was truly in his prime. But if you're Philip Lindsay, you're seeing all this stuff happen. You're seeing Kareem Jackson brought in and given money on the defensive side. You're seeing guys constantly paid around you. And you have been the most consistent Bronco for two seasons. Yes, Courtland Sutton probably jumped up as the best Bronco last year as far as offense, but Lindsay has been the most consistent. And then you see this today, Melvin Gordon with a DUI, and it only gets worse. I mean, then you look at the situation and say, wow, you gave this guy a two-year, $16 million deal. He's already, you know, he's not in his prime anymore. He wasn't putting together. I mean, the Chargers were comfortable saying, we're done. We're going with our own undrafted free agent in Austin Eckler. We're going there. We're done with this guy. Nobody's busting down the doors to sign him, yet the Broncos do it when they already have their starting running back. So, again, this whole thing is awful for so many reasons, but it more so just reminds me how much the Broncos screwed Philip Lindsay over in this situation. And it's worse than that, Colfax. You got the DUI. He was also ticketed for speeding between 25 and 39 miles per hour over the posted limit. I don't know where you get that 25 and 39 there, but he was in downtown Denver. And now he's got a court date set for November 13th. But this is a tough one, man. The Broncos said in a statement this morning, we're aware of the situation involving Melvin Gordon. Our organization has been in communication with him and is in the process of gathering more details. More on this coming up next, 22 minutes after the hour. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It's more of a CSU-related question, but how do you feel about these Thursday night games? You're going to have four Thursday games on the schedule for the Rams. Do you love it? Do you hate it? I personally kind of like it, especially from a guy that's going to go to games. I don't mind going to a game on Thursday, and then I have all Saturday to watch other college football games. 22 minutes after the hour, On the Rocks Liquor brings us our game beer of the week, Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Get it for a discount price today. Tell them you heard about them right here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. More on CSU. Le'Veon Bell, big news with the Jets situation. Talk about a train wreck there. Mark Johnson will join me in the second hour. We'll talk CU Buffs. All that and so much more here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
From UNC, CU, and CSU to the Nuggets, Rockies, and Broncos. The Hull Show is Colorado's sports talk show on 1310 KFKA and 1310KFKA.com.